At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Fox and his friends are not experts. Take these opinions as you will. Perhaps it is satire. Perhaps not. There are two kinds of people. Those who believe us. And those who continue to enjoy being lied to. If you prefer a comfortable lie over the cold, hard truth, perhaps you should turn this off now. If not, you're one of us. Thank you, conspiracy soldiers.
The military-industrial complex doesn't care about us. We need to stop sending our children to war and dying for the bankers and elites. The medical-industrial complex does not care about us. They need us sick and weak, so we can be patients for life. Stop taking their poison. The education system is merely an indoctrination program designed to supply the elites with obedient workers and turn over as much profit as possible at our expense. Let's turn off the television, put down the phone. Let's take our country back. Thanks for being one of us. You are listening to the Conspiracy Soldiers Podcast.
Let's roll.
All right, what's up, ladies and germs? Welcome back to the show. I'm here with the returning guest, Tony Cody. What's up, Tony?
Having a good day, brother. Looking forward to a good conversation here.
Yeah. So the latest shit that's going down, Trump was on Rogan. You sent me a clip. I don't know if you heard our latest episode, but me and Julio did an episode at it was like 4 o'clock in the morning on Saturday morning. And you sent
you guys
me
roll like that, man.
Yeah. And you sent me a clip like 3 hours before that. And I wasn't expecting it to come out. So it came out like 1 in the morning or what?
I mean the episode aired I want to say like it was late at night. Like I was kind of surprised as far as I went.
That I know. Had to be That's one of fucking the most, weird.
Yeah, it had to be one of the most honest interviews though that I've ever seen, and you know it there wasn't anything groundbreaking.
No,
per se,
it wasn't.
But
no. But
it was just it was so refreshing to hear like any politician, let alone the you know front running candidate for the presidency, to be talking that honestly and just. Openly and Rogan didn't hold back either. That was what made it great.
I don't know. I'll tell you the one thing that I really thought Rogan was going to kind of push back on was Israel, because I don't agree with that. And it doesn't matter if Trump gets in or Harris gets in, they're both going to fucking bow down to Israel. And I don't get it. You know,
I'm with you 100% on that, man. I can't get behind that. I mean what do we get back as a nation? Like honestly, we get nothing. And we just spend and spend and spend and like you said, bow down to them.
Yeah. And I mean you can even go into religion, but I mean, Israel became a nation in, what, 1943, 1945? I think the Bible is actually talking about Palestine. I feel like we're being deceived about something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the modern myth, if you will, is that Israel was established after the Holocaust. That's totally untrue. The Zionist movement started in the late 1800s, and you had the Balfour Declaration in the early 1900s, far before Hitler was even doing anything, you know. And for whatever reason, this whole Zionist myth, and I want to be perfectly clear on that. Like, I really don't have a problem with the Jewish people. I don't have a problem with any people of any race, and unless they start fucking up, you know.
Yeah.
But as far as the difference between Zionism and the Jewish religion, there's a huge difference. I don't even think that Netanyahu actually believes in the Jewish faith. I think he's just a puppet master that's hell bent on power and just doesn't give a shit about anybody.
I think so too. They're all like that.
Yeah, and it's just sad that you see people, and you know this has happened with various creeds and religions. You see the people in control, you know, and the politicians in power just destroy the reputation of their own people. And I think that's exactly what's happening with Israel and the Jewish faith right now.
Yeah. And then I think I was talking to you the other day about the BRICS summit. Did you hear anything about that?
Oh yeah, do you see the? I think I sent you the lineup with Xi Jinping in the center of probably 40, 50 people, you know, and all very powerful people, you know. Yeah, we're in a world of shit right now as far as that goes, because if it goes the way of the BRICS, we're gonna be in deep trouble, because it's the petrodollar has been the only thing that's held us up since the 70s when we left the gold standard, and now at this point, I mean if there's a viable gold backed currency, we've got nothing. We've got the Fed printing
it's fake just dollars, it's paper it. It's just paper.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I think that might be a reason they're trying to start all these wars everywhere, because they know they're fucked. So,
oh yeah,
it's just something to take your eyes off of what's really happening, because we're like you said, we're fucked.
Yeah, I mean, there's really no. You're absolutely right. There's no way that we keep moving without perpetual war. And you can look back. One of my favorite books of all time is 1984. And I don't know if you remember, but when Winston was reading the book that he got from Goldstein.
No, I don't remember the characters. I've read it. Actually, I listened to it on audio, which is what I mostly do. But
right, I've done both as well. I've probably listened to it on audio a couple hundred times. But
damn,
no, it's I love that book. But when he's reading the book from Goldstein that was like secretly given to him and all that, it went over how there was essentially three different global states, if you will, and they were perpetually in war, but the war changed from time to time. And it was like, you know, you might be at war with East Asia or Eurasia, whatever, you know. But I feel like we're getting to that point now. You know, it was so prophetic what he wrote, especially being, you know, in 1948. But he saw the writing on the walls, and, you know, one of my favorite memes of all time is it was supposed to be a warning, not a roadmap.
Right. Isn't it crazy how some of these people from the past, I mean.
Excuse me.
You got Orwell. Look at the fucking Simpsons, man. Have you seen some of this shit? It blows my fucking mind. I guess if you got so many fucking episodes, I mean, I guess you kind of cover everything, but
no, you can't be that right all the time.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah. I think the time travelers.
All right. I'm going to get another beer and take a piss. I'll be right back.
Ready when you are, brother.
All right, we're back. And by the way, this is an afternoon episode. The sun's shining. I'm laid off again for another week. Thanks, Biden. Fucking Bidenomics. Fucking everything up. I work for one of the fucking... I make one of the most popular fucking vehicles on the market, and we can't even fucking stay busy. I don't really want to get into... Yeah.
I don't know what exactly you're producing, but the EV push is just fucking killing the market, man.
Yeah, it's stupid.
I was a master auto diesel mechanic. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah. Yeah, the EV push is just dumb. It's been dumb for 20 years. I mean, I was in college back in 2004, for mechanics, and you know, the EV department was junk. The hydrogen vehicles, LNGs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They'll kill you faster than anything. So that's never going to be viable.
They're trying to push those hydrogen tow motors at work. They're noisy as fuck.
Yeah.
They fucking break down all the time.
You're sitting on a bomb, though, too. You know what I mean? Like, blow up like Hiroshima any day of the week with that thing.
Yeah. All right. So you got diabetes, right? And that was the issue.
I do. Yeah. Type 1, and that's why I sounded like an idiot last time, even though my facts were on point, but my speech was hampered, if you will.
Oh, mine too. I mean, well, you were a fighter too, right? Back in the day.
Yeah. Yeah. I fought throughout high school. And then, just being completely frank, a couple years ago, I had a traumatic brain injury and, a major concussion of like a month later because my dog dragged me down the fucking steps. That was bad. But I think I'm pretty high functioning for all the shit that I've been through, you know.
Right. Same here, man.
Yeah, I'm sure you got your fair share of blows too, man.
Yeah. I mean, I started fighting in 87. My last fight was in December of 2008.
Oh, wow, that's a long span, man. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, but to be honest, I think I took more head trauma on the streets than I did in the ring. You know, because it was Akron is just a fucking... Well, the part of Akron that I lived in was just a fucking crazy place, man. I mean...
Yeah, Cleveland was nuts too, man. Like, yeah. It's a fucking wild city.
Basically
like,
the same thing, you know?
Yeah, I get into... quite a few fights over there, and again, it's not sanctioned, but East Cleveland, dude, I was the only white guy around.
Yeah, that's a North Akron, man. They call it North Hill. But
I actually worked in Cleveland Heights, and it was so funny because from downtown Cleveland you got to go through the east side of Cleveland, then you get the actual East Cleveland, the city, where there's like three cops for a million people.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you get up the hill, you drive up the hill and you get to Cleveland Heights. I used to work at the Toyota dealership over there. And it's like you drive up that hill and then all of a sudden you're in like this ritzy ass town. And I'm like,
right.
It's wild, man. Around here, if you're in the ghetto, you're in the ghetto for a while. And You're not gonna clear that.
Yep.
Over there, it was just it was just wild, man. Like I've never experienced anything like it. But yeah, I worked at that dealership for about a year and a half or something like that, and they actually had so you know, to get into the parking lot, there was just a little hill to go up and stuff like that. But at night, we used to have to park cars, you know, like nose to nose to stop people from breaking in. Then
at KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Happen at all. I'm telling you, they used to steal the...
catalytic converters?
What is it? No, like... full vehicles, man. Like what's the Toyota? Is that the
Accord?
The Land Rover. The Land Rover.
Oh, yeah, sure.
They used to smash right through those cars, dude, and take like freaking, you know, 10, 12 of these Land Rovers at 60, 70, 80 grand a piece, whatever they cost, you know? And that was, again, 20 years ago. So it was just wild, man.
Yeah. I got picked up here recently where I live now. I don't really want to get into it too much, but it was crazy because the cops were so fucking cool. You know, I live in a small town now. And it's like it was like fucking Andy Griffith or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like they were treating me so professionally and respectfully. And I'm used to Akron. Where,
right?
If you look at them wrong, you're getting your fucking head slammed into the fucking trunk. You know what I mean? Like, it's like two different worlds, man. It's crazy. And, you know, I got respect for police and military. You know, I know, unless they're like super disrespectful to me, I'm not going to fucking... I got no problem with rules and regulations, you know. If I fuck up, I fuck up. You know what I'm saying? But
you know, yeah, and you know, I think if you start on the same page, same level, whatever you want to say, and you start with respect, generally you're treated all right. But the second they start pissing me off, I'm
right.
I've gone for disorderly conduct multiple times.
I did too when I was young, like when I was underage, basically, you know, a lot of fighting, drinking, disorderly conduct, all that shit. But
right. And I'm not like that anymore. Like at all. But I agree. Like you're young and dumb and shit happens, you know?
And that's probably why, you know, cops in big cities, they like, they're tired of the shit. So as soon as you even if you're dressed or look a certain way, they're just like, oh, fuck this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're not going to put up with no bullshit.
Yeah, and like I'm not advocating, you know, anything as far as being a dick from the start. Like I said, it's you got to understand where they're coming from, and you know, as long as they're respectful, then you absolutely need to be too.
Right. And I've gotten into that with some of my black friends, like, you know, defund the police that we went through during COVID and shit. Or was it before COVID? Oh, that whole fucking time period was fucked. But
yeah, that was the summer. That was the summer of love, if you will. right. That was after COVID started, and You couldn't go outside without a fucking mask unless you were rioting against the police, you know?
Right.
So fucking dumb, man.
That's why I brought up your the diabetes, all right? So have you ever heard of a correlation between diabetes and COVID death?
Not necessarily, but I do believe because I, you know, type 1 and type 2, I think we talked about those last time, but type 1 and type 2 are completely different.
Mm-hmm.
Type 1 is an autoimmune disease, and I hate to use this analogy, but I will. It's like AIDS, you know?
Yeah, what I was going to say. So it lowers your protection against everything else, right?
Yeah, so you get sick. Since being diagnosed, and they fucked up on my initial diagnosis, they told me I was type 2 for almost 2 years. And being completely frank, I was in jail for like 7-8 months, something like that. And they kept on just giving me the, what do you call it? The metformin, the oral medication.
Yeah.
And that doesn't work at all with type 1. Like they might as well have been poisoning me. And, yeah.
Did you ever think about suing them? It was crazy, isn't it? No,
I have. I haven't found the best lawyer yet to do it. That's that's all. I'm not past the statute of limitations yet, so we'll see what happens. But yeah, they were basically killing me, man. And you know, by the time I got out, I was out, and it was about 7-8 months later after I got out, and at that point, then they had to like put me in a medicated coma, and you know, I was in the hospital for like a month, and you know, and they finally realized that I had that. But the crazy part is like I told you about the like the TBI and stuff, and the other, you know, head trauma. Like yeah. I had been in the hospital like 4 full months. Getting blood tests done every day, and they didn't test for the enzyme to check if there's two enzymes to check if I was type 1 or type 2, and they never did it. I got my blood drawn every morning at 5 a.m. and they never checked.
Man, there's got to be somebody out there that'll do it like pro bono. You know what I'm saying?
I keep looking, man. You know, I mean, it's, you know, I'm not an ambulance chaser or anything like that.
Right.
There was a lot of people that fucked up, though, in my case.
Yeah, well, if there's anybody out there listening, get a hold of me and I'll fucking hook you up with Tony. Wait, didn't you,
No dope.
Didn't you, afterwards, give me your, cell phone number. Because it's hard to get a hold of each other on fucking Instagram.
Yeah, no doubt, dude. I keep on getting banned, like, left and right. Yeah. I talk about Taylor Swift or the government, and I'm fucking done.
Right. It's like my wife will be watching football, and she likes to cheer for the Chiefs, and I'm like, why? Because this fucking knucklehead dates Taylor Swift? You know,
I think that's all made up, dude. I think it's all.
I think it is too.
That's an organizational situation where they're. I don't think they've ever even kissed. To be honest with you,
I don't know about that. I mean, maybe, but who do you root for? The Patriots.
All right, so. I always have, and I was a huge fan, dude. And once COVID hit, and they started putting fake fans in the audience and big, you know, crowd noise.
Yeah,
I haven't watched football since, man. And
I get it.
I'm telling you, like I was a huge fan, dude. Like every game, always down. You know, I was a bartender too. You know, always throwing like big ass bashes and stuff like that for the football games. And since COVID, I haven't been able to watch, man, and I won't turn back.
I don't blame you. I get it. And obviously I'm a Browns fan, being from Akron, but that's my bread and circus, man. You know, you got to have something. I don't want to go fucking crazy.
I hear you.
I don't want to go obviously conspiracies and shit are a big part of my life. It's my podcast. But you got to have something. You got to step away.
You got to have some fun. I hear you.
And we actually won this week because the pervert Deshaun Watson finally fucking got hurt. And I was waiting for him to get hurt. I'm not going to cheer about it, anybody getting injured, but they put Jameis Winston in and they finally fucking won. And
dude, I'll be honest, I don't even know any of these guys anymore because I just haven't been watching.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you a funny ass story about I went to more Patriots games in Cleveland than I ever have here. I've actually never been to the stadium in New England except for concerts.
Yeah.
But dude, I was sitting knee deep in the dog pound and wearing my Patriots gear and shit and getting just fucking full beers and all kinds of shit thrown at me, dude.
I believe it.
I love your fans, honestly. They're some of the best out there, man. You know, Boston gets nasty too, especially with like the Red Sox, but
yeah.
I've never seen anything like that, dude. I was soaked every game.
Yeah.
Hitting the head with shit, you know.
I got arrested 2 years in a row for supposedly making an aggressive move towards a police officer because I was year that's what it was. And I'm like, what the fuck? He said, all right, calm it down, because I was talking shit to the Titans fan. And he goes, all right, calm it down. I'm like, what the fuck? This is Browns. This is Cleveland. And I kind of stepped towards him. And he's like, all right, that's it. Yeah, you're going down. You're going to the basement. So what they do is they'll put you in the basement, and then they'll let you go when the game's over.
Right.
So.
Yeah. No, I'm familiar with that.
Yeah.
Dude, hey. One of the best things about that city though is the short ass train ride that you take in.
Yeah.
You know, to get to the ball field.
Oh,
I remember funneling beers with people and shit right in the train. Everybody's all wild and everything. It was a good time, man.
Yeah, good old Cleveland. I don't go back anymore. I thought I had a fucking warrant. The one time we were tailgating, and then we started walking to the stadium because it was almost time for. Excuse me. It was almost time for kickoff, and I had a beer in my hand. This fucking fat ass cop on a horse.
Oh, he those are the best.
He points at me and he goes, come here. And I wasn't really paying attention, but I'm like, I thought everybody had beer. And I'm like, what the fuck, dude? What did I do? And he's like, let me see your ID. And he starts writing me a fucking ticket. I'm like, I'm not paying it. He's like, then you'll get a warrant. I said, I'm not paying that either. I don't even live here.
Yeah.
And so all these years I thought I had a warrant, and I never went back to another game because I was afraid I was going to get – I got bad luck with the cops in Cleveland. So I just didn't go back. And so we were going to take custody of one of my grandkids because of some shit that happened.
I didn't realize you were a grandfather, man. Congratulations.
Yeah, that's awesome. Got a whole bunch, man. I got them in
no doubt.
Florida, New York, Ohio, everywhere. Appreciate it. Thanks. But
no, that's awesome, man.
Yeah, and so we were going to take custody of this little girl, and Children's Services got involved, of course. And so she comes and she goes.
It was the worst. That's
where child trafficking begins, I think.
Yeah, no doubt. I think so, too.
Okay, that was the reason that I wanted custody of this kid, because I'm like, once it gets in the system, it's bad news, you know? And, but anyway, Child Services came over and fucking wanted to run my record and shit. And I got a felony from years ago where I beat up this biker.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
I beat him up pretty fucking bad. I almost killed him. And he had to go into emergency care and shit. They set my fucking bond I can't even remember right now. It was some ridiculous amount. I think it was $750,000. And then
you beat me, man. I've had some fucking high ones, man.
They thought he was gonna die, and so they kept me in jail. Obviously, nobody that I know had that much money, or would they have paid it anyway? And then when he got out of the ECU, they reduced it to 10%, which was $75,000. My mom wanted to sign her house over. I'm like, nah, mom, don't. And
they don't even really do that anymore, man. Like, now, like, at least in New Hampshire, like, it's either you're paying cash or there's nothing. Like, the surety bonds are just not available anymore, man.
Yeah. Now, this was in 99. It was a long time ago. But anyway, so I told the Children's Services lady, I'm like, yeah, I got a felony. Is that going to be an issue? And she's like, no, that was a long time ago. So I'm like, okay, good. And then I said, I may have a warrant in Cleveland. Is that going to be a problem? And she's like, well, yeah, you need to take care of that. And so I tried looking it up and I couldn't find it. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So the fat ass cop on horseback, he wrote my name down, but he wrote the wrong birth date. So this ticket
wasn't even issued
to me.
It wasn't valid, right?
Yeah, right. It's great. So it worked out.
I was like, I don't even give a shit talking about this anymore. I was like, I was like 19, 20, something like that. And there was a meteor shower and we all got fucked up on ecstasy. And
oh, man, I got some ecstasy stories. We'll get back to that. Go ahead.
And so we went to this, like, you know, hillside out in the Hicks and stuff like that. And the stadium in the city was actually getting built that night, and there was an Aerosmith concert. We had nothing to do with that. You know, we were just getting fucked up watching the stars. But we ended up at this 24-hour restaurant in the city, like, and again, I had to take a piss and fucking whatever. So I'm pissing on this dumpster, and these two cops show up in a paddy wagon, and they're like, "What are you doing over there?" I'm like, "I'm taking a piss."
Right.
And they're like, "How would you feel if we pissed on your house?" I'm like, "You live in a fucking dumpster, dude." So anyways, they ended up issuing me a fucking a must appear ticket. I showed up, and the DA at the time was like, "This is the dumbest case I have on my books. Are you going to plead guilty?" I'm like, "Fuck no, I'll fight this till the end." They ended up dropping all charges because I wasn't going to back down.
Nice.
Yeah,
I'm going through some shit with the courts right now, and I don't really want to talk about it until it's over. But everybody's been super fucking cool. Everybody, you know, it's like night and day from back home. But when you talk about pissing on a dumpster, it reminds me of Robin Williams. Robin Williams had a joke. So he goes,
"I think I know what you're talking about, but go ahead."
Yeah, he talks about everybody's playing volleyball and good-looking chicks. And then he goes, "The commercial should actually be, it's 2 a.m., you're pissing on a dumpster. It's Miller time."
He was right? The best, man. Like, yeah. That guy was honestly a national treasure, if you ask me. Like, yeah. He hit on so many important things that people just don't even, you know, it doesn't register anymore, you know, like he was able to pick up on like the societal norms that, you don't see anymore, you know?
Right.
Who's the guy? I just posted this yesterday. I don't know if you saw it, but, the guy from what the hell is it?
Comedian?
Not fight. Yeah, he's a comedian.
Talking about Bill Hicks?
No. Everyone hates somebody.
Everybody hates Chris.
No, it was
everybody loves Raymond. I don't know.
No, it was Everybody Hates Nick or something like that.
Oh, I don't know about that.
The guy's great. There's not many like him anymore. Let me see if I can pull it up.
I'm gonna pause it.
It's no.
All right.
For real though, like we need to get that cell going because I get banned so often and it's
all right. We're back. It's bad. We're back.
All right.
I can't remember what the fuck we were talking about. Do you?
Nope.
That's all right.
Doesn't matter though. Let's roll with the Madison Square Garden thing.
What's that about?
You haven't seen that yet?
No.
Yeah, Trump was there, dude. It's fucking huge. And, you know, at this point, there's no way to compare himself to Kamala Harris because they, you know, if you look at the Trump rally from the other day with, or not rally, but the show with Joe Rogan. He was getting a million views an hour. And Kamala Harrison did some bullshit interview where she got like 500,000 total. there's just no comparison.
Well, she was talking about going on the Rogan show also, and then she backed out.
Yeah, that would be hilarious.
How the fuck is she going to talk for 3 hours? Come on. She'd be fucking.
She can't talk for 5 minutes.
Right. She'd be fucking giggling for the whole time. But you know what? I wasn't real happy. I wasn't real happy with the the Trump interview on Rogan. You know, I thought he was kind of sidestepping shit. You know, the first thing Rogan was trying to get at was he was actually trying to help him. He's like, all right, so when you first got in office, this was at the beginning. When you first got in office, you know, he was talking about how there were already, how many people you had to assign. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes,
how many people you had to hire.
I agree with you on that.
And he just kept fucking sidestepping it. Like, dude, you're a smart dude. I know you understand what he's asking you. And also, I wanted Rogan to ask him about Israel. We already talked about that. But whatever, man. I mean,
yeah,
Rogan works for fucking Spotify. You know, once you start making that kind of money, I don't care what anybody says, you're a fucking slave. You know, you got a wife. If I didn't have a wife and kids, I mean, I'm kind of off the fucking rails anyway, but, you know, like, if I didn't have a wife and kids.
Yo, you really mean that? Because I know you do.
I mean, they're the only thing that keeps me from living in the fucking woods. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude. I'm totally with you. I'm actually, you know, I've been in New Hampshire my whole life, but I'm really looking into moving to Wyoming and having at least 1,000 yards to see who's fucking coming.
I feel you.
Because I'll tell you what, I'll take an alpaca farm with no friends, and I'm good with that.
Yeah.
You know, but as far as where Trump was coming during the Rogan interview, I agree, like that opening statement was profound, because that's where he fucked up the last time. Like, he really fucked up with who he hired. And, you know, whether it be one or 1,000, John Bolton comes to mind immediately.
You know, I mean, he says he's going to fire the intelligence agencies, but then he takes on J.D. Vance as vice president, who his main donor was Peter Thiel, who runs Palantir. Yes. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And who is the main customer of Palantir? The CIA and the FBI. It's fucking surveillance equipment. You know what
right.
I mean?
And the next best person you're going to get involved is Jeff Bezos. He's right. He's actually made a kind of big turn, man. He said that as far as the WAPO goes, Washington Post, he said he's going to fire all these liberals and put in more conservative leaning, journalists, which is wild to me. Like I wouldn't imagine that in 100 years, man.
I know. It's happening everywhere. It's kind of weird. Like, who is it? Bill Maher.
Bill Maher's turning. Yeah,
he's turning. Too. Even Rogan, man. I mean, he's kind of a hippie. That's why I was telling people at work. I'm like, dude, when Trump goes on Joe Rogan, Rogan's gonna bust his balls about Israel, but he didn't. I said he's a fucking hippie, man. No. He was raised by hippies, you know, but it never happened. And I blame Spotify.
You know, I'll agree with you on that, because there was definitely some softball shit thrown at him. But as far as being completely in the tank, I don't agree with that either, because he definitely pushed back on some issues that you wouldn't have seen if it was on, like, you know, CNN or NBC or MSNBC rather. I don't think that he got hit as hard as he should have. But I do think that Trump had a at least an honest interview. You know, I don't know that I classify anything as hard hitting, but I also don't think he was lying about shit, and that's pretty cool, man.
Right, that's what it's about. You know, right. Everybody just wants a fucking honest answer to all these questions.
But dude, it's like, it's honestly like you and I, like, sitting down and having a conversation like this. Like, there's no bullshit between us. Like, and, you know, every interview that I do, there's no lying. Like, it is what it is. And, you know, like, we try to take life as it comes at us.
Right.
And that, to be honest with you, is so rare, man. Like, there are, when I sit down with somebody, I expect that, because the people I deal with are quality and not bullshit. Right. You know, I think that's very important, man.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't have truth, you ain't got nothing. You know what I mean?
Right.
Stop bullshitting me. There's people I work with, and I know they're full of shit. You know, I don't want to fucking hear about concerts and fucking TV shows. A lot of them I'll just turn my fucking back. In between cars. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I ain't got time for no bullshit. And
no, I don't either, man. And you know, it's so hard to really figure out who you can trust and who you can't, because there are a lot of people that will just blow smoke into your fucking wind, man. And I'm all set. I've dealt with them. I've dealt with blowhards and, you know, people who are in positions of power that just don't really matter in the end.
Right.
And okay to say that. I'm okay to say that. I'm okay to fight them over it. And just your... what do I want to say here? Your position of power and your influence is over, and we're all done with it.
Right. That's why my mindset is this. I've been deployed 3 fucking times. I've seen it all. I've done it all. When I look at you, unless you have some mindful, well thought out things to talk about, I feel unimpressed. You know what I mean? So, and that's why I got you on the show. I like what you talk about. I mean, you know what you're talking about, but so many of these people out here that we're dealing with are like NPCs. You know what I'm saying? It's like
all the time. It's
like, bro, they have no fucking soul. You know what I
mean? They don't. And
could that actually be a real thing? I mean, let's.
I forget if I was talking with you or Jack on this. From Network Failure, he's a great guy.
I'm gonna hook up with him. But go ahead.
Yeah, dude, we definitely got to do like a roundtable show, and it'll be great. But
I'll tell you what, I'm off all week, so get all to him and see what he's got. You know, his timetable.
Yeah, no doubt. And like the general too, and in England, he's a great guy too. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, we definitely got to get it all together here. I lost my train of thought here.
We were talking about NPCs.
Oh yes, okay, yeah. I could definitely jump on that. As far as the NPCs, do you follow, quite frankly?
Quite frankly? No, I've never heard of that. Is that a podcast or what?
Yeah, a podcast. He's been at it since like 2008, dude. Like he's hardcore.
All right, send me a link after the show.
Yeah, no doubt. But what he's got going on, he did a show probably 2-3 weeks ago regarding NPCs. And what it turns out is most people don't have, what do they call it? Internal thought monologue.
And yeah, I've heard of that.
Like, how do you accept that? Because this is something I definitely touched on with Jack at Network Failure. If you don't have a network or like an internal monologue, how can you process anything?
Right,
like that. That really bothers me, like a lot.
Let me ask you this. Do you, with all the medical shit you've been through, you probably know your blood type, right?
Yeah.
What is it?
AB positive.
Okay. Mine's O negative.
Oh, shit. You're the fucking unicorn, man.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't want to get into it. I mean, I read a fucking story that linked O negative to the fucking Nephilim. And that kind of led me down a fucking rabbit hole that, all conspiracy people might be O negative, but that's not the case.
I've seen that, to be honest with you, man.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, let's get into it then. I didn't.
Okay.
What have you seen about it?
I think you're right. I think that the O negative is directly connected to Nephilim. So, an interesting thing, I've got an uncle who's a priest. He's like 80 now, like getting to the point where he's going to die, you know?
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Is he doing bad?
No, he looks great. Like, he honestly, like, looks like somebody, like, if I was 80, I would love to be in that condition, you know?
Right.
But no, but either way, he's old, you know?
Yeah, I get it.
And I'm really trying to do an interview with him before he goes. Because he was ordained as a priest in the Catholic Church at 1978. So,
is he in New England too?
Yeah, he lives like less than 500 feet from my house.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I'd love to interview a priest, brother. I ain't joking around. Like, I got so many fucking questions. And all right, I call him Uncle Jack. But he's not really my uncle. He was one of my dad's good friends when he was in the military. And he stayed with us for a while when he went through some rough times. But now he's a minister in Texas. He's always been from Texas, but now he's helping people on death row and shit, right? And when I first started this podcast like a couple of years ago, I was trying to get him on here. He's just too busy, man. You know what I mean? And he probably doesn't like me drinking all the time and shit like that either, but I don't know. I would love to fucking interview anybody that's knowledgeable in religion. You know what I mean?
Yeah, bro. I've got a couple things to say on this because I completely agree with you. And as far as my uncle goes, like, I don't know. It's going to be tough. It's right. an issue if he wants to do it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I can't push it too hard.
Right.
You know?
No, my dad's like 10 years younger than him. And I told my dad, like, hey, I got a podcast. You might, because my dad is a lot like me. You know what I'm saying? I said, you might like it, the stuff we talk about. And he's like, what's a podcast? And I'm like, never mind.
Right. No doubt, dude. I get that.
What's the point?
It's difficult, but what are you going to do?
Right.
You know, as far as I go, and as far as my family goes, like, part of them are really starting to get what the fuck I'm doing. And, you know, that's brilliant in itself, man, because, you know, it's not something they would necessarily agree with, but they're starting to figure out that it's important what I'm doing.
Right.
I don't know if you get that, but.
No, hey, I get it. I get it. It's, thing. You know, my wife, I don't even think she knows the name of my fucking podcast. I've been doing it for like 2 years. You know what I mean? And, like, I was telling her the other night, I'm like, hey, she doesn't like watching documentaries. She wants to watch, like, she wants that bread and circus. You know what I'm saying? Like, she wants to be entertained. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I'm like, the other night I said, look, Trump was on Rogan. Can we watch it? And she just rolled her eyes. You know, she doesn't. And she's Asian. And her mom, I've talked about on this show before, but her mom was visiting her one time. I'm going to tell you a story. And so usually I'll be out in the garage drinking beer, right? So her parents were visiting her mom. Her mom, her dad were all in there watching TV. And this was like in 2015 before Trump even got elected. Right. And so I come walking in to take a piss and they're watching some Border Patrol movie or not movie, Border Patrol show. And I was just walking by and I'm joking around. I said, if Trump gets elected, we ain't gonna have to worry about that. And her mom got mad at me. She goes, oh, that's your friend, huh? And I'm like, I understand because she's got people in Thailand that she wants to come to get over here, right? But at the same time, she did it the right way. She filed all the paperwork. You know what I mean? Why would you want somebody to jump in front of you? I think that's a big issue, is the immigration issue. Why would you want somebody to jump in front of you when you did it the right way? You know what I mean? I don't even know how I got started on this, but I love my mother-in-law. She loves me. We get along great, but that was just a little issue we had back in the day. I can't hear you.
Are you there, bro?
Yeah, I can.
I'm sorry, man.
No, that's all right.
Dude, no, that was a great run, man. I got a couple things to say, if that's cool.
Go ahead.
No doubt. You ready to roll?
Go. We're recording.
No doubt. All right. As far as I'm concerned, the Asian connection with you and your wife, I think that's great, man. There's many connections I've made over the years. I'm single right now, but having that connection to a different continent is cool with me, man. And
the food's good too.
Oh, the food is fucking great, man.
Right.
No doubt, dude. Like, I eat Asian food, like, constantly. So, you'll never find me arguing there. But what are you going to do, man? Like, you got to live life. And again, like, I see every culture as important to our our importance in the world, and this is what America should be like. We should be sharing cultures, and
it's a melting pot, brother, right?
Yeah,
but do this shit the right way. Don't fucking sneak in like a fucking thief in the night. That ain't how it works.
I am not happy at all about what's going on with the southern border, and to be honest with you, I'm not happy with what's going on with the northern border either. Like, I've been trapped, contained, and withheld from my rights on the northern border just as much as the south.
Well, have you heard about Trudeau's getting the Biden treatment? I heard all the liberals up there trying to kick him out.
Little Castro?
Right?
No, little Castro.
Right.
That motherfucker should be deported.
They're trying to get rid of him. His own party.
They should be.
Right. Oh, I agree.
The worst individual. Like, I used to go to Canada all the time, dude. The last couple times I went there, car completely fucking destroyed, everything taken apart, and left with nothing. They left me with absolutely zero tools and zero equipment to put my car back together. And that happened at Montreal, as well as Toronto.
Well, fuck Canada. All right.
I'm not a fan anymore, man.
All right, let's wrap it up, brother. Unless you got anything else.
Just want to say real quick, what's going on with Trump as far as Madison Square Garden and elsewhere? You got to think twice, man. And it's not... I've been a libertarian my whole life. It's not like I'm playing partisan politics. You got to look, though. And you got to understand that people are fucking fed up, man. And at this point, you got to realize that people are just done with all this bullshit. And that, my friend, is positive politics.
I agree, brother. Hey, man. You're welcome. I know you don't. So you got your kid is in the next room. So you don't want to join us at 4 o'clock in the morning. But you're welcome to join us on any fucking episode. I mean, every week. You know, I mean, I might be doing a bunch of them this week, but, you know, because I'm laid off. Thanks, Biden. But, yeah, you're welcome to join every time, bro. Can't hear you. Yeah.
All right, brother. Like, yeah. You have no idea how much I appreciate the support, but I don't want to walk away from anything, man. I'm willing to talk like absolutely anytime you want, and you know, if there's been technical issues, which they have in the past, doesn't matter, man. Anytime I can pick up a microphone, I'm in.
Right. Okay. You want to plug your Instagram?
You're the best, man.
Plug your Instagram, bro. All right, well. Conspiracy Soldiers at yahoo.com and 31 Flu Frog 6. Call us and leave voicemails.